Riv here at CATR, and you are listening to Training Time, an hour during which we gather the radio curious in Studio A and show them the ways of the soundboard. Today I'm in Studio A with Oba. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Oba. I am a current UBC student. Hello.
Continue.
I'm just doing my training, trying to figure out how things work. Yeah.
Awesome. I think we talked a few weeks ago and you and your friend would like to start a show,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we're planning on starting a show, yeah. I'm the current co-president of the UBC Africa Awareness Initiative, and one of the initiatives I proposed this year was trying to get a show together, kind of like to provide a voice here for like the African diaspora on campus, and spotlight different, whether it be issues that are affecting the community, or bring attention to kind of like local artists, local kind of like people in the community, kind of just kind of like a plot, serve as a platform for our community.
Yeah, that is awesome. Just to make the unheard voices a bit more heard.
Yeah,
that is awesome. Who's your, I think I did training with them, I forget their name, a few weeks ago, the person you're trying to start the show with.
Oh, Tamara?
Tamara, yeah. Yeah, so when are you guys thinking about starting the show?
Well, soon.
Nice.
I was the last one to do my training. I think the other two people on our exec team who are kind of like forerunning this with me, they've both finished theirs as well. So we're trying to get our first episode recorded within the next 2 weeks or so.
Awesome. Have you started thinking about your demo?
Yeah, we're supposed to have a meeting about that tomorrow.
Awesome. I'm so excited to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're listening and you'd like to be more involved at CITR, the first step would be to take a tour here at the station, which happens every weekday at noon. And then after that, you get to do your three trainings, which are technical training, production training, and show host training. And then after that, we can go from there. You have a song for us today.
Yeah, I do have a song. Yeah.
Would you like to talk about it?
Yeah. So recently, I've kind of been getting more involved with nouveau jazz, like 21st century jazz. And I kind of just came across this song on Spotify, and I just thought it was really, really cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's called Ponta de Areia by Esperanza Spalding. Yeah.
Awesome. Here it is.
Caminho de ferro, manda rama. Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
MRG presents Garrett T. Willie at the Wise Hall, performing his debut album, Same Pain. This 23-year-old from King Come Inlet offers the world something it has genuinely been missing for a while, a contemporary take on hardscrabble blues and the purest, rawest rock and roll. Don't miss Garrett T. Willie's show at the Wise Hall on December 2nd, and be sure to catch his in-studio performance and interview on Noise Complaint by CITR 101.9, also on December 2nd.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
That was Oba's music choice. I'm not going to say the name because I do not want to butcher it. Do you want to say it?
I'm probably also going to butcher it. But yeah, it's just Esperanza Spalding. Look her up. Really good.
Yeah, very beautiful song. We're trying to figure out what language it is. It's Oba said it's either Spanish or Portuguese, but yeah. She has a beautiful voice.
She does. And I feel like I've never heard a jazz song in a different language before.
Yeah.
I feel like it was very interesting. I thought that it had very interesting musical properties. I feel like it was very like the instrument separation and like how they kind of like used the strings and stuff in a way that I don't usually hear.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Do you play any instruments yourself?
I think I used to play a lot of instruments, but I feel like I haven't played a lot of instruments recently. I played piano from like when I was like 3, 4, but I haven't really played it in like a lot of years. Probably since like high school, I have used to play piano.
Classical or jazz piano?
Just piano. I think mostly classical stuff. I remember I used to do like Swan Lake recitals.
Oh,
and
God.
Stuff. Yeah. And then I used to play drums as well. I did that. I also play these African drums as well, like from back home.
Nice.
And then I played guitar for a little bit, but it was hard.
Guitar is so hard, especially if you have like, I don't know, it needs like special hands.
Yeah. Because I feel like I can like reach the strings and stuff, but yeah. I feel like it's just really weird bending.
Yeah. It has to be the tip of your finger,
yeah.
So you can't touch like other strings.
And I feel like my fingers are big. It's hard. It's like.
Yeah. It's also, like, the guitar is very unforgiving, I feel like. Like, if the second you, like, touch another string, like, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, I just recently picked up the bass, and, like, the bass is, like, a lot more forgiving, I feel like.
I feel like bass is really, it's a very nice instrument.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
It's really fun to play.
Yeah. I feel like it seems very interesting. I like bass, like, as an instrument. I feel like it just sounds really nice
and
satisfying.
And, like, I don't know, it's, like, bass and drums are what make live music.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of it. Literally, as you said, is what makes it what it is. I feel like, you know, it's very easy to like kind of like replicate a lot of things like digitally, but I feel like hearing it like bass, like the resonance and everything like live is it's irreplaceable personally.
Like it makes the ground shake.
Yeah.
You know?
It really is.
Yeah.
No. I feel like also I like double bass as well, like the in like jazz music. I feel like double bass is my favorite instrument to hear.
Yeah.
I just think it sounds so satisfying.
Yeah. Have you seen like bands with two drummers? I think they're so
I don't even know how cool. they do that.
It's actually insane. I saw one of them live and I like could not take my eyes off of them.
Two drummers. Like how do you even coordinate?
They were so in sync. Like, oh my god. It was like it was actually insane.
No.
Yeah. I hope I can see another two drum bands.
I feel like I almost never get to see bands live, but I feel like I've been trying to see a couple more.
You just missed like most of Shindig, but we have like this Battle of the Bands thing that happens every year, and it's happening right now where we get like 16 of Vancouver's like local bands and they do live performances every Tuesday night, like four of them, and it's a competition. Yeah, last night was the third night, and then we have one more, and then there's the finale. If you want to catch
hopefully
them.
Hopefully I can make it for the next
yeah,
one.
It's at Redgate Art Society, 1965 Main Street.
Main Street, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Hope to see you there next week.
Next week. That's Tuesday. Yeah. I'm done with midterms now, so it should be possible.
Yeah. Oh, finals are coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not talk about it.
Yeah, let's not go into finals.
Anyways, we're almost out of time here, but thank you so much for being in the studio with me today.
Of course, no worries. Yeah,
of course. I hope to see you back here again, and I can't wait for your show to start.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, of course. You are listening to Training Time at CITR 101.9 FM. I hope you enjoyed hearing me and Opa have a conversation about bass and drums. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.